Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 5.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Galliard. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you that you are a prayer-answering God and a covenant-keeping God. We thank you for being approachable and accessible. We thank you, God, that it's in you that we live and move and have our being. Thank you for the promise that if we abide in you and your words abide in us, we can ask what we desire and we shall receive it. I pray today, God, for this body of officials. I pray for our representatives, legislators, both here in North Carolina and throughout our nation. I pray for our governor, our lieutenant governor, our council of state, every cabinet official. I pray for every senior statesman and the person who's just been newly elected. I pray, God, for our families. Put a holy bubble around them. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger while we're here legislating. I pray for our support staff, our principal clerk's office, our sergeant-at-arms, every person who works to make our state better. I pray today, God, that we will not be divided by labels, labels of Democrats, Republicans, progressives, patriots, liberals, conservatives, male, female, black, white, brown, Christian, Muslim, straight, gay, but simply we would see one another as children of God. Be pleased with everything we say and do, recognizing that we all will give an account one day before you. It's in the strong name of your Son, Jesus, who is the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Torbett is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for February 1st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves that the journal for February 1st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Blackwell, Lambeth, and Same, House Bill 32, Equity and Opportunity Act.
Education K-12, if favorable, appropriations education. If favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Warren, Moffitt, and Zachary, House Bill 33, broaden applicability of domestic violence statutes.
Judiciary 3, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Warren, C. Smith, Moffitt, and Zachary, House Bill 34, remove judicial age limit.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Warren, Adams, and Hennig, House Bill 35, various county public notices.
Judiciary 4, if favorable, local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hastings, Sane, C. Smith, and K. Baker, House Bill 36, Protect Those Who Serve and Protect Act.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lambeth and Zachary, House Bill 37, Establish 2 at-large seats, Winston-Salem City Council.
Election laws and campaign finance reform, if favorable, local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Johnson, House Bill 38, Board of Trustees, Isothermal Community College.
Education Community College, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives White and Lambeth, House Bill 39, Established Birth Center Licensure Act.
Health, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 40, Kimberly's Law, Death by Vehicle, Driving While License Revoked.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Notices and announcements. For what purpose, the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today to announce the formation of the Freedom Caucus. Freedom Caucus will seek to review bills with an eye on freedom and the being sure that we're not infringing on people's liberties and rights with legislation passed through this wonderful chamber. The officers of that caucus are me serving as the chairman. Representative Hoenig will serve as the vice chair. Representative McNeely will serve as the secretary, much to his chagrin. He wasn't at the meeting, so he got elected. We're going to endeavor to meet on Wednesday afternoons, just after session when that is possible. I invite those interested in freedom to join the caucus by contacting my office. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Torbett is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February the 3rd at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative McNeely, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 3rd at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. That the House do now adjourn. Let's see. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.